Yanni, as always, we really appreciate the time. Here we are a couple of days removed from all of it. How does it feel now that maybe you've had a chance to soak some of this in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge honor. You know, obviously, it's the kind of thing that people dream of and very few people get to achieve. And I'm just really happy to have the kind of people around me that are going to, that have set me up to, you know, achieve that and are going to continue to help me and guide me down this path that I'm on.
And looking at the road to the final, you really had some tough matchups in the quarterfinals and in the semifinals as well. You were trailing early, coming from behind. So how much did those matches help you really excel in the final?
Yeah, you know, one thing that we talked about with me is that, you know, you're not always going to wrestle good. You're not always going to feel great. You're not always going to perform at the level you're capable of. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to make it happen, right? So, you know, am I happy with my wrestling this weekend? You know, not really, but I was able to kind of fall back on my training, fall back on my mentality, and, you know, make it happen, which is always something you can be proud of.
So going off of that, I guess, what are some of the things from the weekend, I guess, as a whole that you did like, or maybe some things that you wish you could have done a little bit better, maybe?
You know, generally, I think I did a good job shutting guys down. I gave up, I think, 2 takedowns, and it was kind of off my own offense or really late in the match. So I think I did, you know, I felt comfortable in the idea that if these guys, if I didn't want them to score on me, they weren't going to. And obviously, you know, things get crazy out there and, you know, whatever. But I think that was good. And I think, you know, I did a good job of managing the matches. If I needed to score, I scored. You know, especially in those semifinal matches. I gave the takedown in the semifinals, got out, instantly went back and got it, right? Finished on top. Going to the finals, I finished the second period on top, which kind of kept the match, you know, at a 2-point lead instead of a 1-point lead, which makes a big difference, you know, as it continues, right? So I think I did a better job, you know, kind of managing the match and keeping things in my favor. But just overall, the quality of wrestling was not great. You know, the extracurriculars were good. I felt strong. I felt fast. I felt, you know, mentally prepared. But just, you know, my skills need a lot of work. And, you know, there's plenty of things to work on after a weekend like that.
You joined some really elite company, to say the least. Now, the 5th wrestler ever to four-peat at the NCAA Championships. Obviously, we'll get to Kyle Dake. But, you know, what separates you and what really makes you unique from the 4 that came before you?
So, me and Kyle were talking about this, and he made a point to point out I was the only one with a world medal while active in college. But the I think the thing that makes me, like, that's just kind of a funny thing. I think the thing for me is that I have a pretty unique and creative style, I would say. You know, I have a lot of different ways I can score on a guy. I think I'm a scrambly kind of guy. If you look at, like, Kyle was very hard to score on, very good mat wrestler. Steber, phenomenal mat wrestler. Kale had really good offense. Pat Smith kind of was in that, like, John Smith low single era of wrestling. So I think they all had something that made them special and unique, and I think my thing is my creativity, you know, and my ability to win matches late. So I guess that's kind of what stands out to me compared to those guys.
And, you know, I wanted to dive more as well into your relationship with Kyle Dake. You know, you both wrestled together at Worlds last year. You were his training partner at the Tokyo Olympics. And, you know, one thing that stood out in that post-match interview you did was that you called him your hero. So how much has Kyle helped you really grow as a wrestler ever since you met him all the way back in high school?
Yeah, you know, Kyle's been a huge mentor for me. He's set, you know, a really high standard for me without even realizing it, just by living the way he does and training the way he does, kind of showing me, you know, hey, if you want to be one of the best guys in the world, this is what it takes, right? That was, you know, before he was winning medals, during, after. He was, like, winning medals, you know, he was always stepping it up and kind of taking it that next step. You know, his diet, lifestyle, training, everything was so dialed in. And for me, you know, at a young age, that was, like, it was extremely eye-opening because I would have told you I was really committed and worked really hard and did all those things. And I just didn't understand what, like, true commitment to something was. You know what I mean? And a lot of times you have to figure that out, or you have to, you know, have a couple of lumps before you really are like, oh, this is what I should have been doing. But with Kyle there, you know, I got exposed to it almost instantly. And obviously it takes time to buy in and make it happen, but without even realizing it, the moment I arrived in Ithaca, I was being influenced towards, you know, that level of commitment.
Four-time NCAA champion Yanni Diakomihalis with us here on BTL, the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Team. You mentioned after your championship match to the press, you kind of alluded to how you seem to be prepared for anything. And I think the quote, I'm paraphrasing this, the quote was something like, you know, a baseball bat could have come from, you know, the top rafters or something like that, and I would have been ready to go for that. Can you give us a little bit more of an insight into how much time and effort and energy and the details that you put into your craft in the room? Because we see the product, the finished product out there, you know, whether it's inside Friedman or, you know, on ESPN or whatever it may be. But can you give us the insight into how much preparation you do for all of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot of, well, you can only train the body so much, right? Especially in a sport like wrestling, it's very physically abusive. But there's a lot of thought and mental preparation that's going on. You know, I'm calling my coaches, calling my dad, talking positions out. I'm watching film, watching my own matches, watching, you know, what the best guys in the world are doing, and trying to figure out how I can adapt that to myself. And I think, you know, and I'm not the only one doing this, but the word obsessive comes to mind. And it has a negative connotation, but, you know, me and my dad always say, like, you have to be a little crazy to be successful. And, you know, I think because of that, I'm able to really sharpen my skills, right? I'm constantly absorbing information and trying to translate that in my head to my mat, to my wrestling, and, you know, how I can make that happen on the mat, right? And when you're constantly at thought and constantly trying to adapt things to yourself, I think it really opens the door for a lot of really special technique opportunities.
Now, you and Vito Ruggia, of course, came home with individual titles, but the team overall had its best showing in over a decade, you know, finishing in third place. So what does that say about the direction and strength of this program now with Mike Gray at the helm?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when Mike took over, there was a lot of questions, not from us, but from people on the outside, you know, what was going to happen with the team, were guys leaving? But, you know, the guys who were there, we all believed in Mike. And Mike brought in, you know, Calandani, Gwiz, and Frank Corelli as the RTC coach, and they were four awesome hires, you know, and I've been saying this now for 2 years, but our coaching staff is as good as you can ask for. You know, they all fit different roles. They all bring different perspectives in from the technique side of it, and they collaborate really well. And when you have four really intelligent, knowledgeable guys that work together really well, and then lead a group of guys that want it, that's a really special formula. You know, so I think, you know, Mike did an awesome job bringing guys in. And then to his own right, you know, he's an awesome coach. He's hustling nonstop, making phone calls, you know, fundraising, recruiting, you know, spending time with his family when he can make it happen. He's working with us. He's, you know, he's on the go from the moment he wakes up to the moment he falls asleep. And, you know, you can see that when we're out there. They're all so invested in what we're doing. And they get more emotional than we do a lot of times. And it's because they pour so much work into us. They know how much it means to us. It probably means just as much to them, you know, and that's a really special thing to have.
And going to Vito as well, both you and him are actually up for the Hodge Trophy. I'm seeing both of you on Twitter kind of go back and forth saying, hey, vote for Yanni. It's like, no, vote for Vito instead. So, you know, how cool is it for you to be a finalist alongside your teammate for such a prestigious award?
You know, it's an awesome recognition. The Hodge is an incredibly special award to receive as a college athlete. And, you know, regardless of whether or not I win it, I've been a finalist, you know, my sophomore or junior and now my senior year. So it's a really cool opportunity to have presented to me, and I'm really thankful, you know, to be recognized for it. And obviously, you know, I would love to see Vito or myself win it. But, you know, just those kind of things are out of my hands, so whatever happens, happens, you know. Obviously, it's a cool thing, but it is what it is.
How proud are you of Vito and what he was able to accomplish to finally get a title?
So, the best way, like, everyone has been saying, man, Vito wrestled the best tournament ever, best tournament of his life. Man, he was really you know, firing different on that day. And what I would say is, like, that's how good he is. You know, he has dealt with some weight cut issues in the past and, you know, some whatever issues with his focus during the match and stuff. And Vito's always been one of those guys who's incredibly good. And when Vito, you know, they made the move for him to go 33, and he worked a lot with Frank to fix, you know, his strength training and his diet to really get him, you know, to be the best type of athlete he can possibly be. And that's what he looks like when he's feeling good, healthy, well-fed, focused. You know, that's how good he is. And if you ask me, well, hey, what's it going to look like at the U.S. Open or the World Team Trials, I would say it's going to look like that. Might look better. And, you know, so I'm incredibly happy for Vito, but I think more than anything, he just showed, you know, the entire world, really, how good he actually is and, you know, what they really should be afraid of when he gets out there.
Now, you know, just such a dominant record overall. You're going to go down as the winningest wrestler in Cornell history. But, you know, over these past few years, especially moving up a weight class as well, what aspect of your game overall do you feel has improved the most this season?
Throughout the season, I definitely have developed patience. You know, these guys have been very tactically strong, we'll say, to put it politely. They're defending really hard. They're, you know, trying to hold themselves in the match. And because of that, I've had to get creative with how I'm scoring, but also patient. You know, I can't take 100 shots and keep putting myself at risk on a guy who's waiting for me to shoot and re-attack. So as a result, it's really developed, you know, my patience and my ability to work a guy down. You know, I think about what Kellen Russell says to me before every match if I'm wrestling a quality guy. He's saying, work the body, work the body, work the body, right? Then you go for the kill shot. And, you know, I think that really was kind of the message of the whole season for me, was just work these guys down, stay on them, don't give them any room. Your opportunity will come. Just be patient, you know, and I think that that's a really evident, you know, if you look at my matches throughout that national tournament.
Yanni, it's been an absolute joy and a pleasure all of these years seeing you compete inside Friedman and seeing you win on the national stage. We're so, so happy for you. So, so happy for the team as well. Thanks so much for the time for all of these years. And we can't wait to see what's next for you and how this journey continues to roll for you. Thanks so much for the time here.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me. You know, awesome weekend.